Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome, everybody. We are delighted that you are here. I am Wisdom Teacher Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Master Lady Kira Ra. And welcome, beloved angels. We have so much to share in this extraordinary March moment. And, you know, let's dive right in. Give us a call. Get into the call board. There are lines open. And today we have two different places you can call. If you want to take advantage of that 800 number, it's over at bbsradio.com. Give them a call. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And of course, welcome over at OneNessTalkRadio.com, where you can also call us 517-208-1500. So get in the queue. Let's chat with you in this extraordinary March moment.
Be in the queue and chat with you.
Be in the queue and chat with you, right? You know? And so where else are we today, Sri?
Hey, we're broadcasting live over at our official Sri and Kira YouTube channel.
Hi, everybody at YouTube.
And I'm just looking over here at my other little laptop. People are saying hello to each other. I love it.
We love you all so much.
Give everybody a hug as best you can with those.
The little emojis. You guys are so good with that. And over at the chat room at Oneness Talk Radio as well.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
Yeah. And bbsradio.com. So there's places you can connect.
iHeartRadio, all the affiliates.
Absolutely.
I mean, go there. Find us.
Be part of the global techno community of spiritual upliftment.
You said that in one breath.
I did.
Did you guys hold your breath as he was saying that?
Because I know went out I did. Of focus as I
well,
said it.
Yeah, that's because you, my angel, are just so energetic today. Isn't Sri buoyant and energetic today? And I think part of that is I've got to invite all of you with all my heart. If you are catching this show and you have not yet had the moment to connect with yesterday's show, please make a note to do so later today. You can find yesterday's show over at our other YouTube station, Oneness Talk Radio. Go watch yesterday's show. You can also find it all over at OneNessTalkRadio.com. It's important because what's happening in March right now, let me just put it right out there, okay? And we're going to put up a lot of graphics today. So if you're watching us, you'll be able to see them right away. And if you're not, don't worry about it. We will explain them to you. However, March has a lot of things happening. Number one, it is an awareness month in the cycle of ascension consciousness. So in our cycle of our ascended evolution, it always goes in awareness, experience, choice. We have just transited from that choice, that leap year choice. Consider that, guys. It's that rare moment, right? And four more years, perfect balance, but pay attention to that. There's a lot that happened in that choice yesterday. So whether you were conscious of it or not was the big thing. Then here we are in a month that has the first of three super full moons in a row. Breathe that one in, okay?
Super full moon.
Three of them in a row. March, April, May. We are at the birth of a big moment. March, April, May are going to be a unit. And we're going to talk more about that. It also birthed what? It is Mercury retrograde pretty much for the whole month, including the post-phase period. And we have a micro new moon calling in greater focus. It's illuminated, and it all happens on March 24th, which is the only date in all of 2020 that when all the information came in around the up-level calendar, the guidance was to call it a watch date. And so there is just so much to talk about today because this is all this month. And keep breathing. I'm feeling people's breath. I mean, honest to God, guys, this is all good stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about the breath
stuff
for a moment.
Yeah.
You know, back when I was a kid, there was always some sort of little rhyme about the months. And wasn't it March winds? Wasn't this the kite flying month?
I don't know.
That's what I remember. And April showers and May flowers.
I remember April showers and May flowers.
I think it was
March winds.
Or
yeah.
The Ides of March.
Yeah. Is that the Ides of March?
That's coming up.
Oh, yeah. No comment.
All right.
Doldrums.
Whatever books you were reading. However, the whole thing about breath and wind is where my mind was dancing. We create our own wind. And the wind in the inner body actually works through every opening in the body. You know, we have those portals of connection.
The nine gates?
They're the gates of energy. And I'm not going to teach that today. However, I do want to just offer this nudge that you may discover this intuitively or you remember a teaching from a prior time. When we inhale with presence, all the way in, and let it out slowly through the mouth. And then the next breath, we can inhale through those gateways. Just play with that. And when we inhale through the gateways and circulate the breath throughout the entire upper torso, what happens is that we clear that which is stagnant and we open to the maximum amount of pranic support that the universe can give us. To open to pranic support is saying yes to the upliftment. Now, whether you know intellectually this or not, you can get the benefits of it by remembering. Breathe in through the nose full and deep and circulate the air up into your crown and down in your belly and back out through your mouth. And do that with presence. Do that frequently and be present to the March momentum that is upon us, because you will be uplifted this month.
Well, you're going to be up-leveled, that's for sure. Not everyone will be uplifted. And the reason being is because it is a good discernment and it's a valuable one, because in what is up-leveling and what is happening here right now, right? So as we up-level our breath, and it is important because we talked about this on yesterday's show, so please, please, please go revisit yesterday's show where we talked about that everything is up-leveling. So because of that, whatever is in front of you is going to up-level. And the key, and this is what we were really discussing on yesterday's experience, is that the choice energy, the choice has already been made. And if you're catching us live, you are already seeing what your choices are calling forward. And sometimes when our choices start manifesting in front of us, even though we've consciously called them in, if they don't look exactly the way that we had imagined them to look, our ego gets a moment to go, what the F? You know, this was how I wanted it to look, and I am going to make sure that everything conformed to that. And this is why today is such a profound day, because we have entered a month of awareness. We are at the beginning of another up-level cycle. Remember, it always goes awareness, experience, choice. So every time a choice completes, we enter into another moment of awareness. What is in front of you? What are you being asked to look at? What is staring at you right now? And then can you up-level the divine blessed being within you to that seventh dimensional space? And Sri, can you put on the witnesser graphic? Let's start with that one this afternoon, because this is really important for what's going on in March. And so it's the witness. There it is.
There it is.
And so if you are right now offering yourself the gift of saying yes to your multidimensional presence, this is the up level that will soar you. However, it is a choice. And it is, if you look here at the graphic, and if you're not looking, let me explain it to you. It begins with the third dimensional self. And many of us have gone through the spiritual ladder, so to speak, or the spiritual evolutionary process. We first learn how to witness ourselves. This is very much the work of like Tolle and a lot of the other people out there. It's a fabulous gateway. It's wonderful work. And this is why it has such mass appeal, because it's very, very basic. And it's so important, right? We have to master the basics. The third dimension will do everything it can to self-create and take care of itself until we witness ourselves. Then that's the moment that many of us call the awakening. Then we can lift into the fifth dimension, where we become the witnesser of that witness, where, as my beloved Sri teaches so beautifully, have mercy on thyself. You are doing the best you can given the level of consciousness at your time. That form of compassion, that self-mercied compassion, is what keeps us in the fifth dimension, because we are the witnesser of the witness. We are now in the moment where the seventh and ninth dimension have opened this incredible flow. And you notice that the longest leap, so to speak, is from the fifth to the seventh dimension. And that's because it involves letting go. And as Sri and I call it, letting ourselves run around in the borderlands of sanity to discover what's waiting without judging that which is happening. And that's one of the ways you know you're moving into the seventh dimension, because that judgment releases.
Mm-hmm.
So why is this so important in March? Well, if we go to the March calendar right now, we're going to put up, this is the March up-level calendar. What I want you to notice right there at the top, next to where it says March 2020, it says visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. This is the first month of that upswell of energy. This is a moment where it's going to feel broad. It's going to feel big. It could also feel overwhelming. It could also feel intimidating. This is why, going back to you were sharing, Sri, breath, really begin and get our app, learn the breath. It's free. So if we look at March, and then we'll go, go back to the live camera here. But what we want you to see in this moment is March 9 is a super full moon. It is the first of three in a row. It is a trishul. It is the Trinity. It is the pyramid. These 3 months are going to sing. Whatever you birth in March is going to harvest in May. And April is all about cultivation. And so birth, my angels, plant your seeds, say yes to your dreams. And here's what's so profound is that on the 9th, which is next Monday, not only will the super full moon peak, we have an ascension up-level day, and it is also the day that this first Mercury retrograde that has affected the illuminated new moon ends. And this is really, you see how these three sections of March are laying out, third month with three distinct energy fields.
It's a little tap-tap on you, a little tap-tap. it's like, wake up.
Oh, I think it's more of a thud-thud or a thump-thump. I think it's whatever you want it to be.
it's
tired or inspired.
Tired or inspired, so I choose inspired. This year is just magnificent.
Well, yes.
The opportunities, the energetic nourishment, and the stimulation this year have been unlike anything that we've seen recently. This has truly been and continues to be a magnificent year, the 2020. Let's look at how we can up-level our sense of balance and be in greater harmony as we adapt our timelines to the highest expression.
Well, and what's so exciting is that Sri and I have been really working with this visionary transformation through timeline adaptation for quite a while now. And one of the things that happened was we said a few weeks ago on air that we have been guided that we needed to appear in the United States one time in 2020. We were getting all the feedback from all of you. We thought we were going to go to San Francisco and the flow was not there. But guys, we want to share with you as of right now, and I'm looking at how that timing lays out as well. As of right now, we are about 90% sure that we are going to be in New York City at the end of May. And send us your emails. How does that feel for you? All the doors have been opening. All of the invitations, so to speak, have been received. It's just like effortlessly flowing. And so we already have a lot of people that said, yes, I'm excited, because to me, it feels like a gathering of the oneness family.
Yeah.
And think of that timing, guys, the end of May 2020. There is a reason that we have been called there. And to all of you that we'll get to meet in person, I'm excited to co-create that. So send us your email to guest@shreeandcareradio.com. Give us your opinion. What do you think? And you can also request a mini soul reading, which is what got me all started on that, because Sri, I know that we've had quite a few that were sent our way this week, but yes, would we like to read one of them right
Absolutely.
Now? Would we like to do that?
Of course, yeah.
All right, because I think that everybody's going through this March energy. Remember, guys, we've only talked about the super full moon being the first of three in a row. What I haven't shared with you yet is that they balance three new moons. I'm going to talk about that on the opposite end. We have another balance coming in at the end of the year. So there's a lot happening here. We also want to look at, and I'm just going to put up the energy flows, that in this year of 2020, and if you're looking, you're seeing the energy flows for the whole year. Notice that January, February, and September which is where we're going to have the first of our second trinity of moon energy, by the way. It begins in September, plus we have another equinox. Those 3 months form the profound shift pillar. Now, we're in profound shift the whole year, but these 3 months are a pillar. Notice the other pillar is July, August, and December. That's the other pillar. However, here's where I want you to look in the middle. Look at March, April, and May. Those 3 months are forming a trinity of moon energy, and likewise, so will September, October, and November. So you see what's happening here. There is so much, and this March momentum is that, you see the pyramid? March, April, May, June, October, and November will fully anchor that pyramid of visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. However, it is these next 3 months in particular that will fully bring this into your consciousness to the level that you are willing to up level it to. And this is always the gift, right? We are in, the month is an awareness month. You're going to become aware. And the more that you relax the ego, the more that you say, yes, I want to do this. You have to be, you know, tired or inspired. You've got to really want it. And if you really want it with sincerity, love, and presence, the miracle of March is that you're really going to get it. And so how exciting is that?
Yeah, it is. It is very exciting. Yeah. And, you know, every time you put up the calendar for the year, this silly brain of mine.
You want me to put it up again?
No, that's okay.
This was the energy flows
showing the January, February, yeah. March, et cetera. With these pillars of energy that straddle the year, this pyramid of energy in the center of the year, yet the... It's like one of those sci-fi movies.
It's a temple. Look, Sri. When I look at it, here, guys, we're going to put it back up. What do you think? It's a temple.
If you step back from the picture and start looking at it from above, if you start looking at those circles representing the
months. And that's how you want to look at it from above.
As if it's almost a Rubik's Cube kind of thing. They start revealing mm-hmm. unique pulses mm-hmm. of energy that will be there to stimulate you as a multidimensional being. We are past the point of living a linear life.
Exactly. And that is what March is going to reveal in spades. I mean, March is just going to be like, hey, guys, not only remember who you are, but we are going to invite you, we being the universal support that surrounds each one of us. If you want to up-level into that energy, then this is a month that's going to really take you there. And remember, we have yet to talk about the watch date. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show, so you want to hang with us. Because that watch date is the only one in 2020. And as far as I know now, the only one in this two-year cycle of up-leveling, this gift from the universe that said we're going to enter in this two-year kind of grace period because it will invite a greater mass awakening through the yoga of self-ascension. There will be a much broader upliftment in energy. Mm-hmm. And so we always bow before you who are here joining us because together we are so better. And this is what we're doing right now. Eye to eye, heart to heart, energy to energy. And the energy in March, it's three energies that are like waves. They're not mutually exclusive. It's three energies. It's like, you know, an ice cream sandwich, right? There's the cookies and the stuff in the middle. That's what this
Neapolitan.
Is.
Neapolitan.
It's whatever you want it to be. It's parfait, whatever. It's whatever you want it to be. But that's what March is. March is a layer cake.
Really. These energy streams, you know, most people just move through their lives. They may feel like they're leaning one way or another.
Right.
The more we are present and aware and awake mm-hmm. to our life force energy and
yes.
the energy around us, the more we begin to discern these subtleties. And for those of you that are tuning in, perhaps new visitors to our broadcast, it is important that you go to Oneness Talk Radio and look at yesterday's show, Explore the Mysteries.
Please
because
do.
We began, again, the discussion of timeline adaptation there.
Visionary transformation. Really take that in.
This month launches reinforces the capacity for you to master your timelines. And this too may seem like it's a little esoteric, yet you're doing it anyway. We're all participating in timeline adaptation, why not do it consciously? Why not really go for the juice and say, I choose my highest expression?
Well, let me give a highest expression of that. Sri and I, as you guys know, when we were in India, it was very clear. We were shown clear guidance when we were in Varanasi, both Sri and I, that the Ascension Portal that we had established in Peru at the Moray Circles in 2005 is destabilizing. And so through this visionary transformation, through timeline adaptation, through our own reverse aging process and revitalization and life extension experiences that we are now so blessed to be living, we were clearly shown while we were in India that we had to go back to Peru and really up level and really be in the Urubamba Valley and really be at these sites in that exact moment. And so this came from the timeline adaptation. And so literally we are in the timeline now where the first time we went was this year. So it's really exciting. And what I think is also really exciting is we have people joining us who were with us in 2005. And so part of what that up level will be is that we are going to be working on that ascension portal. And there's a lot that has happened, Mirai, the energy around there, the way things have come down. So it's really a fascinating moment. And whether or not you're joining us in Peru live or not, and
hey,
if you,
join us.
And if
we
you
have
want
room
to,
for
we
you.
Have like four spots left. Get join us. But whether you're there with us live or not, this is what happens when you start learning how to navigate through this visionary transformation of timeline adaptation. Remember that this comes from that extraordinary dragonfly energy. Remember, last year was the lotus energy. This year is the dragonfly. What does the dragonfly do? It dances with the lotus. It loves the lotus and it uses the lotus as its resting pad. So last year was to finally relax into living in the fifth dimension. This year is to start realizing, wait a minute, there is so much more and I can do it. That's the March energy. But with that, the ego is going to also up level. If you are still carrying victim consciousness, if you are still unhealed in some very basic chakra areas, that up level is going to hit you there too. And this is why the breath, again, is so important.
The breath is important, and it's also important to cultivate the witnesser.
Yes. Fifth dimension.
And really critical at this time. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention, a day ago, we started the masterclass on consciousness as healing.
Oh my God.
And cultivating the witnesser, cultivating that connected yet transcendent state of consciousness allows the master within to participate actively in the resolution and healing of old junk, of the stuff that's holding you back. Mm-hmm. We're continuing this journey in 2 weeks. If you'd like to participate, the reason I'm bringing this up,
I'm glad you are.
In 2 weeks, we're going to be working on the ego and the inner child. And the inner child is such a precious gift, but it also carries all the pain.
It does. And I want to share, for those of you that say, oh, I've done all my inner child work, have you really? Sri takes this to the level of the spiritual inner child, of the universal inner child. And so, yesterday was amazing. Sri literally made his leap into the world and said, you know, this work, I have personally witnessed Sri honing this work for the close to 20 years we've been together. And I am so excited that it's being released. I really am. The world needs it. And the emails that have been flooding in today, our hearts are so touched. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's time.
It is time, right?
With the up-leveling available to us, imagine cultivating the transcendent love that is required for quantum healing.
Yeah.
I will say no more. It's available now.
I will say one thing. Hint, it begins with you. Hint. All right. I'm seeing call boards getting filled.
Well, 517. I've got this letter in front of me.
Right. So 517-208-1500 or 888 if you need a toll free, 888-627-6008. We're going to go over to the guest at Sri and Kira Radio email. Let's hear it, Sri.
Okay. Well, we have one here. I'm going to paraphrase it because it's a little bit long.
All right.
And this is from Todd.
Hi, Todd.
In Hope Vahi. And Todd,
we love that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Aloha. And he said, I was a first-time caller on your radio show in September 24th, 2017, and I was brought on air at 5140.
I love this that you have tracking. The ascendant numerology. No, but I love that. Wow, I bow before you.
Yeah, and that's
Mahalo.
A 10. That's a 10.
Yeah, you know, no kidding.
And he shares that it was at that time I mentioned my passion for music and that I was working on music, etc. Now, he goes on to talk a little bit about how the mantra of self-ascension inspired him, and he incorporated it in some music he was creating.
Wow.
And we're going to share that with you next week.
Yeah, you're going to hear
and,
it next week.
He said, you know, since it's been this 2 years since I had that mini soul reading, and I finally have decided that instead of trying to make a living, I'm going to live my passion and purpose and my mission, and I terminated my job and I'm concentrating on music and this creative work. So Todd Mahal is his name, that you can find him. He's going to be featured on Oneness Talk Radio next week, and he'll be up for the next month or so.
He's going to be the featured artist.
You'll be able to take a look at his album cover, listen to his tunes, download them if you want them. And so
you are going to really be blown away, guys. This is a major talent. We are so honored that OneNessTalkRadio.com is able to support him.
It's wonderful to see heart-centered music come forward.
Yeah.
And I just want to share one more little tidbit, because this is the sincerity that so nourishes our community.
Let's bring our hands to our heart.
He said, I've been working on your Navigating the Inner Matrix program, and it's been helping me with fear.
Thank you.
He says, there are times my ego gets involved and the fear steps back in, but it's really helping me on with my self-mastery. And I am now in your Bhagavad Gita course, and that is inspiring me as well. So, Todd, thank you for being connected. Thank you for sharing your music and your love with the world. And I want to say that the name of his creation, I want to say it right. Where is it? Oh, good heavens. It's
called
Send Love Light, Volume 1. Send Love Light.
Send Love Light, Volume
really?
1.
Yeah, simple and beautiful, and you'll learn more at Oneness Talk Radio next week.
Well, you know, Sri, I want to mention one thing. I'm just getting my iPad back, guys. Forgive me if I look like I'm scooching around here. But I do want to mention one thing. Todd mentioned something that I think is really, really important for everyone to be able to know about. And that is that you and I, Sri and I, are very, very blessed. We were invited to be part of the Self-Love, Self-Care Symposium that's going to be happening in early March. It's coming right up now, March 11th through the 25th. So, hey, I wanted you guys to know that as part of that symposium, we have put Navigating the Inner Matrix in there on sale. So just because Todd, just look for it, guys. It's going to be coming up with a coach coming up and take advantage.
Bundled with a live coach to really help you walk through the
evolution. For essentially half price. So you really want to take Navigating the Inner Matrix, and this is your time to do it with a live coach who's there for you during this momentous 3-month period. So I just want to mention that, because Todd had sharing his benefit. And Navigating the Inner Matrix, Sri and I bow before the Ascended Masters in the Archangelic Realm. It will change your life. And if you have a Navigating the Ascended Matrix, say it for me.
NIM.
Navigating the Inner Matrix. If you have it and you have not pulled it out in a while, this is the time.
This is a curriculum that will stimulate evolutionary process each time you visit it.
Exactly.
We encourage you to revisit it.
Right.
And deepen the gifts.
Right. So what I want to go back to, and then let's get over to our phone lines as well, because I see everything's filling up over here, is that I mentioned earlier that in March, can we put up the calendar again, Sri? So we're going to put up again, this is from the Up-Level calendar. This is the March calendar of the Up-Level calendar. If you don't know what the Up-Level calendar is, please go to right where you are right now, Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, if you're there, and watch the video about the Ascension Up-Level energy for 2020. Learn about the calendar. Go to SriandKira.com. It's there as well. So we've talked about the 9th. Remember that we are in what's known as a season, right? I love this. We are in the season of the 3 full supermoons, and that's going to be March 9, April 8, and May 7th. So we've got a lot coming up, guys. But then here's what I was wanting to point out to you later. We then are going to have a season of 3 illuminated new moon supermoons.
Whoa.
Take that in on September 17th. October 16th and November 15th.
Oh, wow.
So this is massive. And the reason I'm sharing this is if you look at this watch date, and this is what I want to bring to your attention right now. So we know it's going on to the 9th. So March 1 to 9, right now through today, is all about that energy, the energy of the super full moon, the up level, Mercury retrograde ending officially. And remember, if you have our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, we give you a lot more every week inside the app. We give you the audio file of what else is coming in. So you want to make sure you're checking in on that. The second energy of March begins the morning of the 10th and ends at midnight on the 23rd. And you'll notice, and this is why I was saying it was like an ice cream sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the percolation period,
right?
Right. It's the center, it's the yummy ice cream in the middle, it's the cream filling, it's whatever you want it to be. But during that time, that's when this March momentum and awareness is going to have more of a, I call it kind of like cooking the stew. Everything's going to be coming together, it's going to be percolating. However, everything is percolating, everything is coming together, everything is literally coming. And on the 24th, this is what has brought in this one and only watch date. And this is exactly how the Divine Director shared it with me. They said, watch this date, gather all, create, create, create.
Mm.
And so the 24th is inside that illuminated micro new moon, which means it's about focus.
Wow.
It's about taking that lens and tuning it so that that beam, that focused beam of light, is what's illuminating your power of creation in yet another illuminated new moon. It's a huge moment. And here's what I even love about it the most is that Mercury will fully release still a few more days after that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really got all of this reclamation, remembrance, revitalization. You know, it's awesome, the opportunity that's in front of all of us right now.
And those new moons are such fabulous opportunities.
Ooh, yes.
To consciously create and to be inspired by the possibilities. And you know what? We're going to be doing a ceremony March 9th, are we not?
Yeah, we are. Well, hold on. I want to put that right here. I'm going to put up the calendar again so you guys can make notes. We are going to be doing the ceremony on Tuesday, the 24th.
Oh, that's the one.
Is when we'll be doing the ceremony. And that's going to happen during my show, Soul Mirrors, Be Amazed. So put it on your calendar right now that you've got a date with Sri and Kira and this incredible Create, Create, Create ceremony on March 24th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Join us that day and get on our newsletter list. If you're not on our newsletter list, that's why you're not learning about everything. SriKira.com, lots of places where it says get on the list, or just send us an email and ask and we'll get you on the list.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, there goes the camera again. You know, it's amazing to me, just a little aside.
I think it's us. I think it's us.
We have these Logitech webcams that are auto-focused.
If you saw our studio.
And they periodically don't know what they're focusing on because of the energy projections. And so we may have to switch to a fixed focus kind of lens. On the other hand, it's fun. It calls your attention.
I think it's just like a pull focus title, right? Just consider we're putting in a title for emphasis in that moment. Well, you know, Sri, speaking about a title for emphasis, there are all these beautiful people that have been waiting online. And so we're going to just go right there. I want this one. This beautiful being has been on the longest. We're going to go to Concord, California. Hey, is this Alma?
Say hi.
Hi, Alma.
Hello.
I was right. Just it is. Hey, 456. We got you.
It's Elizabeth Amara calling in with love, love, love for you guys.
Love, love, love. Right back at you.
Yeah, welcome.
I've sent many a love letter. I'm horrible at writing to you directly, but tell you how many love letters I've been sending you in my heart. And I will write. I will write, I promise.
Thank you.
I'm just flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted by the beauty of your unveiling alchemy in such a beautiful way, our creation, and how time is so liquid and flowing. We're almost at the 6-month anniversary of the beautiful transmission from the great divine directors that you have been reading daily. And I can tell you, I have been reading daily.
Thank you.
It's so powerful.
I know.
It's so powerful.
I agree. And it keeps getting more, right?
It does. And the first 40 days, I started doing a parallel abundance program that touched on so many facets of creation, holding compassion for all, seeing all in their fullest beingness and abundance, and then lifting to the ninth. And it just tells it all. It says, once we drop judgment, the expansion, and it can be in the way of financial expansion, but it's the expansion of our dreams.
Yes.
And everything is hinging. I had a smile because I've been singing the mantra of self-ascension and weaving it into open my mind, expand my vision, ignite my heart, heal the world.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping everybody has taken a while in moments to sing the mantra of self-ascension, because I think the masters created it so we could sing.
I agree. I hear you so loud. So come when we're in New York and let's get the whole crowd singing together. Let's do it.
I think so. You know, I was tuning in and I didn't personally invite you to San Francisco. I was tuning in that there was someplace more central for our family members from across the pond, so to speak.
Right.
To come to. And I think it's so perfect.
And it's affordable. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This time we have a self-ascension choir. I really, truly believe it. And there are a lot of members that really are true singers.
Let's do it.
So,
let's do it.
This last month was my birthday month, and I didn't quite get in to ask for a mini soul reading.
Mm.
But in lieu of spring is in the air, and oh, by the way, March comes in like a lion.
That's it.
And goes out like a lamb.
That's it. That's it. Thank you.
That's what it is. And we're all being invited to be those lions coming out of the woods.
Exactly. I was going there next, because that is exactly, I've been sharing with people all day long that go back with the eyes that are awakened now. Go back and read just book 5 of the Lost Books of the Essene right now, this moment, and read it with that open focus and notice. It's the perfect moment for that.
Truly, truly. That may be my reading, but if there's something else that you want to share, I'll be all heart.
Oh, well, first and foremost, that was part of your reading, but it was also part of everyone else's. And Sri and I are both thanking you for the cue up. so thank you for that. I also, sweetheart, just want to share that I am really bowing before the spiritual discernment that you are modeling. You have, you know, it's a choice to read the Divine Director's PDF every day, isn't it? You know, when we were in Bhutan, I gave you all copies of it laminated with the fig leaves and all of that. And it's like, we can lead ourselves to the edge of the ocean of consciousness, but only each one of us knows how we're going to navigate it. Some of us are going to swim. Some of us are going to get in a boat. Some of us are just going to stick in our toes. Some of us may try to drink it. And some of us might just say, I hate the water. And they're saying that this is the way your life is showing itself to you right now. And they're saying, decide how you wish to navigate your river. And then love how each is also navigating their own. Hmm. And so it is.
Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you, my beloved angel. We'll see you soon. Yes. Oh, Sri, so many beautiful people. Let's go over to that 800 number.
Hey, we're going to go to the BBS call board.
And there is still room there if you want to grab in there, 888-627-6008. But let's say hi to, it looks like, line number 2.
Pauline from New York.
Hey, from New York. Wow, look what's happening to our camera. Pauline, we called your name. There we are. So, Pauline, you have to hear this. We called your name, and Sri and I on the video stream could not be put back into focus until this very minute, and we did not do anything. So we are loving your energy. Welcome.
Pauline,
I'm not hearing her at all. No. Would you let our producer know?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sweetheart. We're only hearing garble. And so we've asked our producer to put you on mute, and he'll try to connect with you and see if we can get your line clearer. And he's saying it looks like your line is clearer now, or I'm not sure. So let's go to another caller. And so let's go over to this board, and let's go. How about Indianapolis?
Indianapolis, center of the U.S.
Indianapolis, namaste, Indianapolis. Welcome.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Looks like you're trying to talk, but we don't hear you.
Hello?
Hello. Hey. Hi, sweetheart. There you are.
Hi. How are you?
Well, we are just delighted to be sharing this sacred moment with you.
Me as well. I'm glad to be on.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to March. Hello, March.
I'm very excited for March.
So are we.
Sorry, my nose is a little stuffy. Allergies are getting me.
I hear that. How can we serve you?
Well, I was wondering if I could get a little mini soul reading.
Of course, that would be our honor.
Thank you.
So go ahead and take in a breath. And I'm going to invite you to turn down whatever speaker I'm hearing so that it can be clearer energy. There we are. And I want to invite you right now to just, you know, it's interesting that your nose is stuffy, because right behind that, I'm seeing that your eyes are, it's not that they're tearing, but they're looking, it's like they're saying, show me that which is true, you know, like, come on. And this nose feels more like a cleansing to me. It feels like there's stuff that you're just really trying to release. And so the message that's coming through for you is all about saying yes to a deeper relaxation into the receptivity of that which you are connecting with. In other words, there's like a resistance. Like I feel when I'm with you, like I just want to lay back in bed and just go, ugh. And they're saying, do that. But as you do that, feel the hands of the universe come in around you and ask that energy to really show you where you are holding resistance. And one of the things I will share with you is I keep seeing what looks like a big rope around your neck. And it's pulling you in two different directions. And it's like this. It's like you're really feeling torn. And what they're saying is, it's like one of those finger puzzles, right? The more you try to break free, the tighter it's going to get. They're saying, relax, focus, be in the center, and it will unwind. And that's what they would like you to hear. And I think there's a lot of other people having that same experience right now. So thank you for being such a beautiful surrogate for so many.
Thank you. I love you guys. It's so, love what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. We love you, honey. Thank you for being here. We love you. Mwah. What an angel. We love you, sweetheart. Oh, Shree. We have such a huge call board today. Where are we going next, my love?
Oh, well, golly, choices.
All right. Well, how about we go to, we're going to go where to, is that Michigan or Missouri? What is that? MI is Michigan.
Right. Okay, let's say hi.
Hi, Michigan. Namaste. Welcome. It looks like Mount Clemens, Michigan. Hi.
Hi, it's Cassandra. How are you guys today?
We are loving you, Cassandra. Welcome.
Thank you. I just was calling in, one, for a mini soul reading, and two, something that Shree said yesterday about pain in the body and not taking anything for it because it might mean something different. So I was wondering what all my pain in my knees right now is for.
I'm going to let you start. I'm right with you, but I think Shree should begin, and then I want to kind of energetically come in behind that.
Yeah, and I just want to offer a caveat. Yesterday I was talking about ascension symptoms, and that one of the messages that Archangel Zadkiel gave to us was that many of these experiences, like the eye focus and the ringing in the ear and such, and joint pain, can be a signal that your vibrational level is lifting. And if we try to medicate it too much, you're going to impede the process of moving through it with ease. That said, we also need to trust our own guidance on when to get medical help and when to look at it. What we have discovered many times in many of our community, that they say, hey, this pain, it scares me. I don't know what it is. They go see a allopathic physician who then says, I don't know, you know, or it looks like arthritis or tendonitis, but there's nothing you could do other than take a painkiller. And that's a sign that, okay, there is a higher dimensional way to approach it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a caveat. Never deny yourself some medical help, but use it as information. Don't become a slave to it, because we must be the master in our own union with our bodies. One more thing I want to say before Kira jumps in. Your knees are part of your locomotion, are they not? So symbolically, the knees are about the ease with which you are moving forward. And it's particularly interesting whether the pain is in the left or the right side. So in a general sense, the left side is about the future and the right side is about what's gone before. And so when we have pain on one side or the other, it gives us a clue energetically if there's a clinging energy that needs healing or resolution, or like on the left, if there's a fear of moving forward.
Yeah.
And so these are none of these are to define you. These are opportunities to tune in and have a deeper relationship with the energies your body is navigating on your behalf.
Mm, so breathe that in, sweetheart. And I want to share that first and foremost, when I have been on my healing journey, especially 2019, although I've been on it for about 5 years now, what I have understood for myself is that when I finally was able to move into a layer of acceptance that my body needed to have the experiences it was having, the experiences themselves started to resolve. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is because the resolution that you are seeking through these beautiful beings that are around you are saying there is a greater moment of acceptance before you, and it begins with yourself, and that it is of great value for you to notice what this pain is forcing you to look at, and that the more you look, the faster the resolution will come forward. And what they're also saying is that this is also inclusive of all the bodies. In other words, so when we look at the knee or we look at anything really in the whole legs, the chakras that are being the most affected there are the feet and the root. And so somewhere between your feeling safe in the world and your ability to express it, you are literally stuck. And so this is why that acceptance energy is coming in around you. And so similar to the other caller, it's like I see you just, everyone this morning is just kind of like an exhale, right? And exhale and just relax in. And as you exhale and relax and just sink into your bed and exhale, and then bring your hands to your heart and smile and say yes to you and listen to what comes forward. But listen to it from the non-judgmental expansiveness of that seventh dimensional being that has released the judgment, that is now focused on that fifth dimensional being that is holding great compassion, that has its arms around this third dimensional being that believes it's in pain. And so it is. Thank you, my love. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And the one thing that, Sri, I want to go to the chat over at Oneness Talk Radio.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot going on in the chat as well. And here's what we're saying is that there it says, whatever message the divine director or the masters want to share for us all. And that she's also, I wanted to share with everyone, she was also commenting in on the New York City. She's saying from New York City on BBS Radio Holding. So that's why I wanted to do it here. So we've got her over here in the chat. And she's saying, yes, it's meant to be the end of May so that we can get as many lineage holders as possible together. And yes, you're right. Yeah. We're going to move up the lineage holder gathering, and we will do a live lineage holder whole workshop in New York. So I'm very excited about that. Mm-hmm. And then she's saying, I will do all I can to help and gather as many as possible. Thank you. Thank you. And then she said, let's dance. Yes. And okay. And so I do enjoy that. What she also wanted you to hear that I am a recipient of a scholarship and was absentee from the group healing. This is what Sri did on Saturday in the Consciousness is Healing, which go to SriandKira.com, learn about it. And she said, but I felt it in my heart, something huge released. Thank you, Sri. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I'm really looking forward to get the recording. And so, yeah, that went out today. So if you're not on the email list, or if you didn't get it, or any of you that were in the Consciousness is Healing class, that email did go out a few hours ago. If you didn't get your recording, just write support@selfascension.com and we'll help you out. All right. And so, Angel, let me offer a mini soul reading to you, because when she's saying, you know, whatever message the divine directors or the masters want to share for us all, they actually have been kind of sitting here. And yeah. So that's why I was like, oh, how perfect that she couldn't get on the line. Mm-hmm. That you, now you're here in the OnenessTalkRadio.com chat. So I'm glad you're over here as well. And all of you over in the YouTube chat know that we love being with you too. And so let's bring our hands to our heart. So what they're saying, and it's interesting, and this is definitely coming in from the greater essence of the divine directors, is they're saying to all of you that have been waiting, there is a spark within thee that is now ready to ignite. Allowing this spark to ignite will further illuminate what is right in front of you that has been unable to be seen until now. Open your eyes wider. Ignite your crown fuller. Call forward the healing energy of your divine presence. Grab the hand of the one next to you and allow that energy to radiate for all. And so it is. And let's all take in another deep breath. Thank you, Sri. We need another deep breath. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you all. Thank you all. You know, this is a moment of divine co-creation, Sri. And, you know, speaking of that, I want to put up that March calendar one more time.
Okay.
Because there was one date we didn't spend a lot of time talking about, and that is the 29th of March. Notice that March is the retrograde carries you through the entire month. Why? Because the post phase ends literally on the 29th. And so we actually will start transiting into April on Monday, March 30th. So March is really a repeat of February as far as 29 days energetically. Mm. February was a leap in 29. March is going to be another amplifier of that energy. And the 30th is when we will actually start shifting into that April moment. And so it's also a month of awareness. And so what does that mean? It means, and I think it's important to remind all of you, it means that what are you aware of? What is the planetary thought body doing? Because as the divine directors have also reminded us, and as so many of you write and say, please say this in every show, when people are afraid, they will give away their power. And we're witnessing that because we are lifting, we are in our compassion, right? And when people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And so when you're witnessing, and let's put up the witness again, because I want to make sure you're understanding my terminology. So when you are witnessing, which means you're in the seventh dimension, when you are witnessing that which is seeking to trigger you, the witnessing energy is inviting you to release the judgment first, walk through the judgment, put on the higher angle lens, then wrap your arms of compassion around yourself as the witnesser of that which is engaging in the illusion and how it is affecting you. Mm. You are at a moment where everything is up-leveling. everything is up leveling. And between now and March 9th, there is a lot happening. It's all going to be in the app tonight. Look for it. For those of you that are part of the Mastery Mentorship, your updates will be in there tonight because it's that important. You get it March 1 because it affects you through March 9th. Then we're going to have March 10th through the 23rd. And then we're going to have that 24th through the 29th. Those are going to be the oomph days. And remember, the 24th is still a watch date. So make a note to join Sri and I that Tuesday for a create, create, create ceremony that is holding the light of that micro new moon, focused pinhole of radiant light. It's kind of like, you know, if you put a mirror in the sun, that focused ray of light ignites a fire. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be that ray of light ignited through the sun.
There's another analogy which has to do with f-stops on cameras.
Yeah.
When you take a camera and you bring the f-stop, the focus stop down, the depth of field is expanded. Yeah. And so that's an interesting metaphor.
Feels like a portal opening to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And an opportunity to magnify through that focus. So we'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks. For right now, it's important to remember that you make a difference. You.
With every breath.
Yeah. You, as the breather,
yes.
are breathing peace into your being, are breathing a trust into your being, you're breathing love into your being. Bring it home. Bring it here so that it may radiate outward and remind all beings silently that they too are the vessels of peace, love, and joy.
Yes.
We are that which we seek. And we are co-creating, in spite of whatever our thoughts are, we are co-creating.
Constantly, eternally, cosmically.
And so it really does begin in the most simplest of ways. As we breathe consciously, trusting our lives.
Yeah.
As we breathe consciously, trusting our guidance. As we breathe into the mantra of self-ascension. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. As we do these things, we begin to co-create a harmony that is only just flourishing beyond our imagination right now.
And we ascend from I am here to open your mind. I am ready. Expand your vision. I am open. Ignite your heart. Guide me. Heal the world. I can't think of anything I'd rather sing.
So, beloved ones, thank you for being with us today. And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, breathe deeply and know that all is truly well.
We love you.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.